Hello and welcome to Food Neighborhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities are various, the locals' love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we head to Cottbusser Tor in Berlin's district of Kreuzberg to discover why the once dilapidated area has become a hive of creative culinary activity. Our guide is Monocle's Hester Underhill.
Dubbed Berlin's dingiest square, Cottbusser Tor in Kreuzberg, or Kotti as it is affectionately named by locals, has come to represent an important intersection between the city's grungy past and prosperous creative future. In the days of the GDR, the Berlin Wall sliced the district in two, dividing it neatly between east and west. In the 1970s, the western side was a centre for squatter uprisings, and following the fall of the wall, Kreuzberg suffered from a period of serious urban decay. The area today, however, enjoys a firm reputation as a centre for young people looking to enjoy the best of the city's multicultural offerings. Cottbusser Tor is full of treats for culinary explorers and has begun to build itself as a centre not just for nightlife, but for high-quality, low-fuss dining. The area has for decades had a high proportion of Turkish residents, with over a tenth of the district claiming Turkish heritage. Naturally, this has impacted the Kreuzberg food scene, with many cafes and restaurants serving up delicious plates of Turkish fare. Berlin is also famously the birthplace of the doner kebab, and the city is now home to over 1,000 kebab vendors. One of the finest of which is Kreuzberg's Lebanese Café Marouche, which focuses on Levantine staples, including shawarma, tabbouleh, fattoush, hummus, and baba ganoush. Marouche can most easily be spotted by the queue of hungry regulars stretching out the door. Hearty-sized falafel wraps and sweet, flaky squares of baklava are served up in their small premises on Adalbertstrasse, which are dimly lit and decorated with intricately painted blue tiles. Their offerings are very much made to be enjoyed with a club mate in hand, the drink of choice for many Kreuzbergers, with its high caffeine content keeping revelers fueled from dawn till dusk. Late-night snacks don't get much better than Burgermeister. Since opening in a former public toilet under a railway bridge further east in the city back in 2006, a decade later, the now famous purveyors of mouth-watering, artery-clogging burgers opened their first sit-down outpost in Cottbusser Tor in 2016 and have since garnered a cult-like following. Another recent addition to the roster of quality culinary institutions around Cottbusser Tor's aura, Gemütlichkeit, a sense of cosy intimacy and warmth, similar to Danish hygge, is of particular importance to many Germans, and this pharmacy-turned-café-cum-bar serves it up in abundance. The perfect belt hole for cold, grey Berlin winters, the snugly candle-lit space has been perfectly preserved and is still lined with wooden shelves and glass cabinets filled with old medicine jars. Benches upholstered in dark green leather and dark wooden tables give the bar an air of old-fashioned Berlin luxury, which contrasts with the particularly unalluring concrete front of the old apothecary. Since opening back in 2015, Aura has also garnered itself a reputation as an outstanding brunch spot, offering warm Zimtschnecken, cinnamon buns, and homemade muesli with fresh fruit. Just around the corner is a key address for those looking to explore the city's flourishing coffee culture. Bonanza Coffee is housed in an impressive red brick ex-industrial building on a side street next to a petting zoo off Adalbertstrasse. The front of the premises serves as a cafe, offering up freshly roasted brews and pastries, with the back being partitioned off for the roastery, with whirring machinery adding a low industrial hum to the expansive and bright space. Naturally for Berlin, any space with good coffee and a quick Wi-Fi connection is a magnet for the city's thousands of start-uppers, so a section for those looking to use their laptops is clearly demarcated. Low but steadily rising rents have allowed this plethora of outstanding independent ventures to appear in the area. But as any Berliner knows, the city is in a constant state of flux, with restaurants, cafes, and bars popping up and then shutting their doors like an endless game of whack-a-mole. This means it's often hard to keep track of the best new dining addresses, but a wander through the streets surrounding Cottbusser Tor is always bound to end in some kind of culinary discovery. For Monocle, I'm Hester Underhill.
This has been episode number 95 of Food Neighborhoods. Thanks to Hester for the tour around Cottbusser Tor in Berlin. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.